Hi everyone, Ryan here. Sorry I'm doing this from my vehicle again. It's actually pretty quiet in here, which actually sounds pretty nice. But I have no other option. I'm actually overlanding right now, going from one location to another on a paranormal journey. So heading into Utah and the Uinta Basin and southern Utah, middle, central Utah, I guess you'd call it, Thompson Springs area. There's been some interesting sightings just east of Thompson Springs, so I'm going to see how I can access that. But merging and podcasting, quality skills to have. Anyway, life is good. Not out of fuel yet, but I need to find some. And just getting things done. So I wanted to touch base about the incredible edible. I wish I wouldn't have seen it because I can't get the taste out of my mouth. Debate. And speaking as, I would say I lean a little more conservative, but I try to gauge myself towards the center of the aisle and maintain myself there, stay there at the center of the aisle. But even myself being more a bit of a fan of the Mr. T, I found that Biden actually held his own a lot better than I thought he was going to. I thought he was going to crumble, and I thought Trump was just going to bully the crap out of him and smash him. I don't believe what I saw. That didn't happen. In fact, even though Biden was, you know, mumbly bumbly, typical Biden, he kind of held his own. So that's cool. Good for him. I want to know what you guys thought. Some of you have already commented on, you know, it was just kind of on the social media link I put, but it was just kind of like two grumpy old men that hadn't had things their way in far too long. And it's a geriatric kindergarten free-for-all where the topics are ignored. And I actually do wish that the topics would have been focused on a little bit more. But hit me up with comments, what you guys think, and we've got more coming to you because I'm on the road. This is so weird, but, you know, I had to make a call is what everybody was telling me. You have to make a call between podcasting and doing this / parenting because it's a full, I have 12-hour days every day, and I wouldn't have it any other way. So they're like, you can't juggle it all, but you can. That's what I'm doing. I'm still talking to you guys. I'm still doing what I need to do, going where I need to go, getting done what I need to get done, which is such a key aspect. I have so much I want to tell you guys, but I want to get it done first. Then I'll tell you about it. And I hope to talk to you soon. Keep your eyes to the skies, feet on the ground, but don't forget, take a look around. Peace.